Shalom Aleichem, Swedish friends. We are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our exciting journey through the Chuvas of Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael, Rabbi Kiva Egia, Sefer Tzadik Levavoche. And previous shir, we saw a chiddush, very, very famous episode of Rabbi Kiva Egia, that we're memayit asher chata v'patam is asik, doesn't mean that when you do a misasik, when you do an aveira of a misasik, that you're not doing an aveira at all. No, 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 no. It's not what it means. What it means is that you're patur mikarbon, but it's still considered an aveira. So, when it comes to Shabbos, however, it's not a malachas machsheves, it's nothing. It's not even an aveira. So misasik is takan aveira, it's a nice aveira. It's just not machi of carbon. That's the mute from ba, not the misasik. But when it comes to Shabbos, if it's not a malachas machsheves, a misasik, it's not even b'chal malach, it's nothing. And then Rabbi Kiva Egia continues, and he says in Ken Yishloimal, the Mishumachi Nakit the Sugyan Mitam Malachas Machsheves. Hanadi Shloimar Madi Amrina Lainim Nizakim Chayev Lenin Shabbos Potter. Hanu Loimar the Iman of Fila Michaiko. Hoya Bishabbos Chayev Lashalim Hanezek. U Potter Bishabbos Mishum Shabbos. The Loy Amrina Bay Kim Lebe the Ravimine. Kidin Chayev Mises Shogigin. Came the law is the malachas Shabbos. Lo nasa klal malachas Shabbos. El di ilu asu bevayadeh shev mecheko is hisa nekles malacha. Ima yamodin oisa meev mecheko. Vlo asu boi. Oz hayu bechlal chayri mitzis shoygihim. Aval ata came the law yoda meev mishev mecheko. Lo nasa malacha. So the nafkamina is, says Rabbeinu, whether this asik ba'aveira is shoygeg, it is pater mikarbon. Or it's bechlal, not an aveira, is with regard to the din of kim levet aravimine. That we paskin in ksubis, lamed heo mer aleph, that chayvim miso is shoygegim, are pturim poitel mikarbon, mimamen. The person is chayv miso. If you do it amazingly, be chayv miso, and he does it to shoygeg, he doesn't have to pay mammon. So if misasik is a shogeg, if so, if when he was misasik, he also did on Shabbos, if he was misasik in the Aveira, so if Toch Kedeh that he was misasik in this Aveira, which is Chayvei Mises, but he did it b'shogeg, his misasek, if he also ripped somebody's silk garment, so he'll be pater mimamon, but then Chayvei creates a shogeg that are pater. But if we say that it's not an aveira at all, that it's not kechayvei misa shogin, it's not poter mimamon. So according to this, Rabbeinu answers his kasha from the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Why do you have to say that Ha'is Evan Becheko is Patur Mitam Malachas Machsheves, and not Mishum Din Misasek Levad Shel Kol HaTeva Kula? Because if it would be from the din of Mis, general din of Misasek, even though he's Patur Min HaKarban, it's still the Gedra of Erev Shogeg. And if so, and the damages that he does when he's doing the Shigas Malacha, he'd be Patur Mishum Chayvi Misas Shogegin. That's why the Gemara says, no, it's not an aver at all. And therefore, there's no kim levi d'ravine, and that's why he's chayav al nezikin. Which Rabbeinu says, the man afilu b'chek oi b'shabes chayav l'shal menezek, it's chayav to b'shal menezek, and he's pater al shabes. Because we don't say kim levi d'ravine. Why not? Because it's nothing. It's at Shabbos. He didn't do anything. So if they would have given him Asra and he would have known about the Evan, then it would be a Malacha. And if it would be a Malacha, then Menela would be Patur Kim Lev D'Rav Mineh. And if we would tell him about the stone, but we wouldn't give him Asra. He'd be Chai B'Misa Shoig again. If we're master and he knows about the stone, so it's mamish called even a malacha d'araisa. If he knows that the stone is going to fall to the rishis harabim, it's even a malacha d'araisa. Not only chayvim misa shogegin. And if they would tell him about it, but they didn't give him asra, so without asra it's a din shogeg. Even if they did tell him. But if he didn't realize that he'd be doing a malacha, then it's also shogeg, even if he knew what he was doing. But either way you look at it, if they would tell him about the stone, either way you would look at it, if they would tell him about the stone, and they don't give him asura, that's chayvim misa shogeg. Why? Because you can't call him a misasik, you know exactly what he was doing. He's just shogeg. But now, he didn't know about the stone. So if he didn't know about the stone, then no malacha was done. That's not chayvim misa shogeg. But the lifetime of the boy malachas machsheves, if without the malachas machsheves, just from the general din of misasik, so that would have been called a malacha, and that would be a shigas malacha. And so even if he's misasek, if you wouldn't come on to the p'tur of Shabbos, if you just would have come from the p'tur of other asurim, then even if he didn't know about the stone, that would have been a misasek, and that would have been a malacha. Because misasek is an avera, if not meeting Shabbos. In the general din of misasek, it's a malacha. And then it'd be patur on the nezek. And that's why the Gemara has to say, no. The reason it's chayv on the nezek is we're dealing with Shabbos. And when it comes to Shabbos, malachas machsheves. And since the Torah asks us a malachas machsheves, if it's not a malachas machsheves, it's not aser. It's not aser b'chlal. Since it's not aser b'chlal, he has to pay the damages. And that's why the Gemara had to say Midin Shabbos, because if we're in the general din of Misasek, so then he would have to pay damages, because he would not have to, here by Shabbos he does have to pay damages, because Misasek is not doing an Aver B'chal, he's not Kimmel D'Ravnine. But if we're becoming in the general din of Misasek, then he would not have to pay damages. Only by Shabbos he has to pay damages, because no kimud ramenik is into malacha. But from the general din of Misasek, he would have had to pay. He would not have had to pay damages. Why not? Kim levi d'ravimine. So that's pshat in the Gemara, says Rabbeinu. Why you have to say, I said menachas chegulin Shabbos menachas machshavas as for Torah. That as far as Shabbos is concerned, menachas machshavas he didn't do anything. And And as far as we have in Bechekal, then the Nezikin is Chayiv. Because even though he was honest, but still, by Nezikin you have to pay honest. And there's no Kimla Rav Minei. Why? Because we're dealing with Shabbos. And on Shabbos, Misasik is not an Avera. In the general dinner, Misasik is an Avera. And there you would say Kimla Rav Minei. If not for the special dinner Shabbos, you'd say no. It's Kimla Rav Minei. And the Mele did an Avera, so he doesn't have to pay for the damages. But since we're dealing with the Shabbos, or the special Ptur of Misasik, that it's mamish nothing. Not from Shabbos, so merely has to pay damages. And the Shiloh, the Shoel, in this case, was that if you see someone is Asik from Malacha B'Shabbos, you have to stop him. So if it would be a from the regular Din of Asik, you'd have to stop him because it's a Maisa Avera. But on Shabbos, it's not a Maisa Avera, so you wouldn't have to stop him. So one Nafkamina is about stopping your friend who doesn't know what he's doing. Another Nafkamina is Midin Kibbele de Rabamine. Is there Kim Levi de Rabamine as we spoke? So that's the sheet of Rabbeinu, that the Ptur of Misasik is only Ptur on a few of carbon, but the Etzim is the Chefs of an Avera, even though he's Misasik, if it's not Shabbos. Lef Mashav is Nishkin Avera. So the Chorah, that's Rabbeinu writes, where the Chisaren and Melech is Mashav, it's not a Melech at all, not even a Shigdas Avera, maybe it's telling the Machlekes Rashi, Shabbos Ayin Dalet, and the Rashbam, of the Basra Nun Vav Sof on the base, as the Achronim explained. If it's Shaykh to have an Isser Chatzi Shir of Melech is Shabbos, Dibi Pshuto, Shiyuchai Shabbos, Amitam Melech is Machshabbos, the Chatzi Shir, it's a Chisar Melech is Machshabbos, that's the Rashbam, is even according to the Man V'Yomar, Chatzi Shir is also Menatar, nevertheless Chatzi Shir of Shabbos, there's no Isser at all, because it's a Chisar and Melech is Machshabbos. If it's Pachas Mekashir, so it's not considered a Melech is Machshabbos, you have to think to do this malacha, and he's not thinking anything to do this malacha because it's a chatzi shir. We have the chatzi shir, shaykh, and a chatzi iser. But if you say that it's a chison of malachas machsheves, so if it's a half of malachas machsheves, it's nothing. Kol shir chison of malachas machsheves, it's not an aver at all. And according to the Rashbam, doing a malach of a chatzi shir is a chitzaron in malachas machshavas. Not a properly thought out avera. Properly thought out avera is when he does it with a shir. It's like a properly thought out avera is when he's not misasek, and he's not, etc. So too, there has to be a proper shir. And if it's a chitzaron in malachas machshavas, not an aver at all. Rashi holds no. But there is a din of chatzi shir asur min haTorah. Even by Melechet Shabbos, even if he does a Chatzi Shir by Shabbos, Ayin Rashash, Shabbos Daf Gimel. Chora, Rashi is not like Rabbeinu over here. Because Rabbeinu over here writes that if it's not a malachas machsheves, there's no chefetz of avera. That's why misasek is not a malachas machsheves, no chefetz of avera. Now she'en kein, Rashi says that even though there's a lack of malachas machsheves, there's still a chefetz of avera. So mi tashem in a future shir, we'll hopefully go more into the union of chatzi shir on Shabbos. Kopana, we can say that Rashi also holds when there's no lachos machsheves at all, it's not an aveira. It's by chatzi shiran shabbos, he also chatzi malachos machsheves, and that's enough for us. Or we can say in Pashtus that Rashi holds that pachos mikishir is not a chisana malachos machsheves. It's a big kiddush to say it's a chisana malachos machsheves. That's the Rashbam. Rashi holds no chisana malachos machsheves. Mel, if it was a chisana malachos machsheves, it wouldn't be a malacha. But it's not a chisaron melechas machshavetz. It's a chisaron, it's a din shir b'chol ha-shirim. If he doesn't have a shir, then it's asim in ha-Torah. In the Sefer Chazon Yecheskel, on the Tosef to Shabbos Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, he explains Rashi over there that chatzi shir is aser, As Rashi holds that Ein Shiurim de Shabbos Mishum Tam Melechus Machshavas. The Shiurim weren't given because it's only Melechus Machshavas if you do that Shiur. No. But rather, it's a Shiur in the Maisa Melacha. And he brings a Raya that's Shitas HaRambam as well. And that is because the Rambam writes in Me'ilah 1:7, the Ara Elisha Ein Alokim Shem Gizas Kachim. So you have to be goyves a certain amount in order for it to be an isur of gezizas kachim. And it shouldn't be more chomer than Shabbos, that it shouldn't have less of a shiur than Shabbos has. That's the Rambam. Now, if the shiur of Shabbos is melechus machshavas, by Giza's kachim, it doesn't say Malachas Machshavas, it's all Togos. So why isn't he chayav on Giza Kolshu? It's the Raya from Shabbos. So it must be that Shabbos, the time of the Shiurim, is not all to Malachas Machshavas. That's why the Rambam compares the Kinyan Giza's kachim with Shabbos. That's what the Chazon Yecheskel writes, Ayin Shem. So Al Kopanim, according to the Rashbam, it's only called the Malachas Machshavas if you have a Shiur. And according to Rashi, the din shir is not making melechus machshavas because you have it elsewhere also. Rambam compares Giza's kachim to Shabbos. In the middle, it's not making melechus machshavas; it's a shir in the ma'aseh melacha. And if you do half a shir, it's going to be aser. So you see that even the Rashi would agree, in principle, that doesn't say explicitly, but it's likely to agree with Rabbi Kivega that if there's a chisan of melechus machshavas, it's a zero; it's not a melacha at all. Like the Rashbam holds. Just by Shiurim, it's not a din of Melechus Machshavas. In the Mela, if you have a half a Shiur, it's going to be Asa. We also saw that it's an Afkamina, Linyan Kimla, the Rabbamina. And in the Har Tzvi, in the Kovetz Chedushim, this is all brought in the when you're learning the Shiurim, we're learning the Perush Achiz of Egev. So the Har Tzvi writes that Gam bePoter Yishem Melechus Machshavas. Even if you're part of Ratz Melechus Machshavas, it should also be Kimlev Rabbi. Because the reason Chayav and Mises Shogin are part of Mimamen is from the Hekesh of Tanu Bechizkim, Sumas Lamed Hamad Aleph. Maka Adim and Maka Behema. Ma Maka Behema Lochi Lakav Rabin Shogin Vemezit, etc. The Flutter Mimamen. El Chayav and Mamen. Af Maka Adim Lotachlik Obin Shogin Vemezit. El Chayav and Mamen El Potro. We learn the whole din that Chayv and Misa Shogin are Pater Mimamen from Maka Behema. So why don't we also learn that Ma Maka Behema, you were Mechalik between Melechus Machshavas or not Melechus Machshavas. It doesn't matter how you're Maka Behema. You have to pay whether it was a Melechus Machshavas or whether it wasn't a Melechus Machshavas. So too, Maka Adam lo tachlok lo lefodro. Doesn't matter whether it's a Melechus Machshavas or not. You're going to be Pater Kim Lev Duravimine. You're not going to have to pay because you have a bigger punishment in theory. It's like by Maka Adam, you weren't Mechalik between Shogeg and Mezid that you learned from Maka Behema. And even if it's Shogeg, you have Kimlev Rav Mine. So too, by Maka Behema, we're not Mechalik between Melechus Machshavas and not Melechus Machshavas. You're Chayav and Maka Behema, so too Maka Adam. They were also going to say Kimlev Rav Mine, that if you're Maka, it doesn't matter whether. Maka Adam, it doesn't matter whether it's Melechus Machshavas or not. You're going to be Pater. So what's this Hanachab Shutan in Rabbi Kivega that there's a Torah Melechus Machshavas, And therefore, there's no malacha, there's no kim levi rav mineh. Why not? Go to the Shorash HaLimud and you see that. Just like in the Limuds, why we say kim levi rav mineh by chayvim is a shogin or pater. Imam, and it's from the Hekesh of Makkah and Makkah Behemah. Let's use that Hekesh to say that Ma Makkah Behemah, there's no difference between Lechaz Moshevah and Amma Lechaz Moshevah, the Pazit Tome of both. So to Makkah Adam, we're going to also say kim levi rav mineh by Makkah Adam. Whether it's Lechaz Moshevah and Amma Lechaz Moshevah is going to be pater. Chayla says the Har Tzvi. This is Torah Machlokas Mefureshes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rav Kama Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. The Ramaslu Masnis and the Shoge. Metalkal the Shabbos. The Kvayt Yomam and Chay Bimis the Shoge No Lo. The Metalkal also. The Eker Ptur is not a that's not a Melechus Machshavas. It's Machlokas Rishonim. Whether there's a Ptur Mimamim. So, we have to say that Rabbeinu is following Tosfos. The Tosfos says that if Mekalkel, we're not going to say Kim Levi Rav Mineh. It doesn't pater me mamen. Because it's not Melechus Machshavas. And that's what Rabbi Kiveger's sons write in Akdama, that sometimes he follows one sheep in the Rishon. He doesn't say the other shita. So I'll go upon him, this would be Talui in that Machlokas, Rishonim. In fact, according to Rashi, if I'm a Kalkil, we say Kim Levi Rav Mineh, that wouldn't follow Rabbi Kiveger here, but here's following Tosfos. Yeah, if it's a Kalkil, we don't say Kim Levi Rav Mineh. There's a lack of Melechus Moshevus, a lack of Melechus Moshevus. We don't say Kim Levi Rav Mineh, and he has to pay. And therefore, on Shabbos, if he does the malacha b'misaseh, so he's going to be pater. He's going to be chayv mamon. We're going to say kim levi rav mineh. We're going to say kim levi rav mineh on Shabbos. We're not going to. He's not going to be pater from mamon. And when it comes to Shabbos. We're going to say that he's chayv mamon, and there's no kim levi rav mineh because metalko is nothing. It's a lack of melechus machshavas, and so too misasik is nothing. It's a lack of melechus machshavas. Since the lack of melechus machshavas, he has to pay. Because we don't say kim levi rav mineh. Only according to Rashi, we'd say kim levi rav mineh. V'ra'isi, continues Moreno Rabbeinu Zatzal, V'ra'isi, Le'yedidi Bala Chavetz Das, so my good friend, the Chavetz Das, in the Sefer Mekor Chaim, in Siman Tov Lamed, Hikshe B'lo Yoda Shechomitz B'Veisai, Amai noktu apoiskim da vishiga saveira. Haru misasek leila kal vachomitz bevesa. Nefra kuchalak mevera shish b'maisa lain b'maisa. And when Kor Chaim is beginning to sing the Tov Lamed Aleph, he understands that misasek of Kol HaTorah Kula is not an aveira at all. And he says, Zavishen and Miskavi Mutter. Now, like Rabbeinu holds Misasik, we'll hold Torah as an Aver B'Shogit. Ladas and Makor Chayim, Tamachol HaTorah Kula, Misasik's not considered an Aver at all. He's a Makor Chayim, asked him to Magen Avram, the Gabi Bal Yerob, and there's chomitz in the house, even if he didn't know about it. He's an Aver B'Shogit. For the Makor Chayim, if he didn't know, he's a Misasik. And now the Makor Chayim answers, Here, Dafka Vidavisha Svita Lassus Maisa, the Zam, Minan, the Law Svita Lassus and Maisa. Rakh with Kavana, Dovishin, the Scabbing Gram. You know when you say Misasi? And there's a Maisa involved. You didn't mean to the Maisa, it's Misasi. When the Torah talks, tells you something, Shaimba Maisa, there you're Chayv, even though it's Misasi. But, point is that you see that the Chavis Das holds that even the Sasek of Kola Torah Kula is not even a Maisa Avela. If he says, if you don't know about the Chometz, why is it considered a Maisa Avela? And he has to make the Chilek he made. According to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, Kasha is not a Kasha. You know why it's a Shigas Aveira, Chometz Bevesa, you don't know about? Because Misasig is an Aveira. Call it Torah Kula. Misasig is an Aveira, but call it Torah Kula. And that's why. That's why it's Chayiv. Only on Shabbos it's not a Maisa Aveira at all. So we have a lot more to talk about, sweet friends. But my rule in life is to fast and move a lot, to fast and more, to fast. So the Association Darkeinu, in the next year we will see more. And we will thank the Rabbanu Shalom that we had the immeasurable zechus to learn this tshuva in the cloud, to be learning tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger. Thank you so much for listening.